I appreciate you once again. We will continue to praise you. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what will help us to receive of you again.
Amen.
Blessed be the holy name.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let's have a seat. We're actually here to do what people have done before that guarantee their total freedom from the ends of the devil. Our acceptance of what God has given to us, our attitude towards God based on what He has done for us, guarantee our total freedom from the ends of the devil. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 from verse 11 down to 19. And it came to pass, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when He saw them, He said unto them, Go, shew yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that it was he, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, we read two scripture passages. Today we are looking for Jesus. But may I tell you, every one of you sleep in the same house with Jesus every day. Provided you have your Bible, you have Him. Attitude of gratitude will make you to be free completely from the ends of the devil. Attitude of gratitude. The rest were cleansed, but they were not made whole. Only one who came back to return the glory back to him. Briefly, even tonight, we will return the glory back. Now let me tell you, Did Jesus actually cleanse us? We read it now. And to him that loved us and has washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, this man was a leper. Every human being on earth is a leper. Before Jesus came, everyone were lepers. Is there anyone that is clean before God? So when you know you are not clean, you are a leper. There's no any difference. You may not be a leper physically, but spiritually you are a leper. But he came to change your leprosy. He came to remove your leprosy. It is time to return the glory back to him. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who is unfair, bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Excuse me, by whose stripes ye were healed. Not that by whose stripes you are going to be healed when you pray. Is that what the word says? He healed you because of his loving kindness towards you, not because of your pains. Until we get to the point of agreeing with what God says in his word, because God and his word are one and the same. You can't change it. You can't separate them. Now listen. By whose stripes you were healed. You were. It means it doesn't matter the symptoms in your body. If you have spiritual understanding, you should know that by whose stripes you were healed. Now, it is that one that will give you authority to tell the devil, this very sickness in my body is the work of the devil, which Jesus came and was manifested to destroy. For this reason, what Jesus destroyed in my life cannot stand. It is then you cannot address the issue. I said something sometimes ago and I'll still repeat tonight. Stop speaking to God about your challenges. Start speaking to your challenges about God. What God has done. Speak to that challenges about it. The challenges will move away. Okay. Do you understand my point? But unfortunately today, in our day, we speak much more to God about our problem. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what will he say about to this mountain about? He will say something to this mountain about what Jesus has done. Jesus said, go and show yourself what I have done. Go show yourself to the priest what I have done. And when the man saw that he was healed, he returned back. Excuse me. I keep reminding people. Don't follow religious activities. There is nothing you will ever need that Jesus has not provided in his atonement. There is nothing. Challenges will come, but it is high time for us to speak to our troubles, to our problems about God. Hello? By whose stripes you were healed? Can you repeat that? By whose stripes I were healed? Before I was born, my healing was settled. You know the faith we have today, the faith we practice today is the Thomas kind of faith. Until you see the physical manifestation, you don't believe God. But Jesus condemned such faith that you don't need to see me physically before you believe. You believe, then you will see. Is that in our Bible? This man returned when he saw. Give us that verse 15 again. Luke chapter 17, verse 15. One of them, when he saw, he has to see. Now, when you see what God has spoken, that this is has happened, not that it's going to happen, Then the next thing that should follow is to return the glory back to God. Many are reading the Bible today, they are not seeing Jesus. They are not seeing what God has actually given to them. They are not seeing what God has actually done for them. They are not even seeing whom God is. But I want you to see. That will liberate your life. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, when he saw, I believe you are seeing now, he said in his word, by whose stripes you were healed. Not that you are going to be healed. The sacrifice of Jesus is the price for your healing. The sacrifice of Jesus is the price for your deliverance. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ is the price for your freedom. And he has paid that sacrifice. He can't pay it twice. He cannot. In the day of old, they were coming when Moses was leading the children of Israel. The first time that God approached Moses to have something to do with Jesus, he said, strike the rock. Strike the rock. And he struck the rock. Water came out. The next thing that God told Moses again, when they are in need of that, when they are in need of water again, he says, speak to the rock. Do you know why? Jesus cannot be crucified twice. He has been crucified for your safety. The next thing for you to keep doing is to be speaking of what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. And one of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, glorify God. What happened to the nine? They have not seen. They have not at all. They have not seen. Because if they see what God, that man saw, they will have returned. And say, Lord, something has happened to me. And this thing that has happened is you that make it to happen. So I must return the glory back unto you. The remaining nine, they didn't receive the next word. But this man, you know. This man. He said, go. Thy faith. The highest level of expression of faith is when you learn to give thanks to God based on what God said. Not based on what you are experiencing physically. That is the highest expression of your faith. Many today, the faith they carry is the Thomas kind of faith. Until I see him physically, until I see the nail, where the nail is on, until I see how they bruise him, say, no, I don't need this kind of faith. The highest expression of your faith towards God is to give him thanks based on what you saw in his word. You may be passed through a terrible situation, but the day God open your eyes to see in his world, that this thing has been set you, and you started jumping, Satan will know that you have seen. I think one of the greatest diseases that Satan doesn't want people, he doesn't want you to see what Jesus has done. May I tell you again and again, your sickness was taken away by him, and he destroyed them completely. So anyone you are seeing today is called the oppression of the devil, which he has given you authority to speak to that mountain, being thou removed, and being thou cast into the sea. And he doesn't want you to doubt in your heart. But you say, this thing has been affecting me for the past 2 years. What is the problem? Because you have not seen. God is not our problem, can never be our problem. And one of them, when he saw that it was he, return, turn back, and with a loud voice, not with a quiet voice, glorify God. Many of us today is with quiet voice. Say, I'm giving thanks to God in my heart, good and fine. But any giving of time you are giving in your heart that your mouth cannot declare is not a complete one. With what? You are not answering me. With a loud voice. Okay, if I'm preaching to you from my heart and I refuse to speak, what happens? Will you hear what I'm saying? Even if I hold you like this, I'm speaking to you from my heart. Excuse me, what am I doing? I will be wasting my time. And one of them, when he saw that it was he, come back with a loud voice. With a loud voice. Glorify God. You will turn back from now. With a loud voice. Glorifying God. And one thing that I find from my few years of working with God, the more you are focused on giving thanks to God, the more your attention will be shifted away from your problem. Giving thanks to God makes you to be focused on the promises of God, not on the problems. Hey. Hallelujah. And one of them, when he saw that it was he, come back with a loud voice, glorified God. Glorify God. Glorify God. And immediately Jesus noticed. Were they not 10? But where are the 9? To let you know that everything that Jesus has done for us, he expects something from you. What is it? Give thanks to him. One great man of God said, you can mispray. You cannot mispraise. You can pray amiss. You can't praise God amiss. Thank you, Jesus. You say, is that amiss? Yeah? He said, but he didn't say it well. You say again, thank you, Jesus, again. But you can use some grammar and say, the power that is disturbing me from my father's side, it may be amiss. Because the power that is disturbing me may not be from your father, so it may be your ignorance. That is amiss. But you cannot thank God amiss. You don't need grammar to do that. And one of them, when he saw, did he come with a small voice? With a loud voice. Glorified God. I think the reason why we have not gotten enough resources is that we always glorify God in a small voice. I don't want this brother to know that I'm thanking God. Because nothing has happened. You have not seen that something has happened. When you see too late that something has happened, they will know. I keep saying it again. Let me show you this. If you get to God's presence today, you can never see problems. There is no problem in God's presence. I think the reason why we see problem every now and then is because we are always outside of his presence. Because in the presence of God is fullness of joy. There is no trouble there. So truly, when you experience the presence of God, you will express the presence of God towards people. No trouble in his presence. Say it again, there is no trouble in God's presence. May God help you to enter into God's presence. And one of them, when he saw that it was he, I saw that I was he in 2005, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took my infirmities and bear my sickness. Since that day, if I notice anything in my body, my heart goes straight. Then and I re-echo it again. Then I will issue a command. You are an intruder. You are not a legal occupant. Sickness and disease is not a legal occupant in your body. They are called illegal occupants. And you have every right to chase away illegal occupants from your body. May I ask you a question? Why do you see rats in your house and you make sure you kill the rat? You are not answering. Because rat is not part. It's not part of the family. And it's not supposed to be there. What do you do? Okay, why do you kill the rat? Because it will destroy many things in your house.
If we don't chase the sickness and disease away, it will go beyond where he stay. They say cancer began from the nose, it go to the heart. No, the moment you notice it, declare, Jesus took me away and destroy you. You cannot be imposed on me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who destroy you, I command you to leave. He will leave. If he refuse, keep speaking. Just keep commanding. You must go. I say you must go in the name of the Lord. He will go. But you say, well, no problem, you can say why. By tomorrow morning, I will go and meet a man who will diagnose you. Pain is disturbing. He says you need diagnosis. Is there any diagnosis you need? Become immediately, tell the pain, leave now. I don't want you again. And one of them, when he saw that it was he, come back with a loud voice. Glorify. I really want her with a loud voice tonight to glorify God. For all, for who he is, for what he has done. How many of you have seen now that you are healed? By whose stripes you were healed? As this man saw that he was healed, you have also seen that you were healed. Then what next? Let us come back with a loud voice and glorify God. Are we ready for that? Not with a quiet voice. No matter when they say with a loud voice, give thanks to God, you are doing like this. You are turning. If you say you turn back and be turning, with a loud voice, with a loud voice, glorify God. Oh my God. The Lord in it. Blessed be my Lord, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord in it. Blessed be my Lord, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be
praised? Who is worthy to be
praised? I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
You know, at the end of this giving thanks today, you will hear from Jesus say it is finished. Thanks to Jesus. So when the man finished, Jesus said, thy faith has made you whole. It means for life, that man can never be sick again. The Lord is
God,
the Lord. When this commission started, sometimes 4 to 6 hours, few of us will be giving thanks to God and be clapping. There was no instrument. 1 month, 4 houses away from our house, he came one day. He said, "We are disturbing." We said, "When? How?" He said, "As we are praising God, he's disturbing his house." I said, "But do we come to your house?" He said, "No." "Do we cross the gate?" He said, "No." "Where are we praising God?" "In our house." "Where are you disturbed?" "In your house." Do you know why? When you praise God, your hand will be in the neck of your head. Genesis 49. Let me read it for you. So tonight, I want you to forget your problem. Give thanks to God. Watch out the result. Genesis chapter 49 from verse 8. Judah, praise. Thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. When you are praising God, the enemy that torment your life, is there your hand is? Huh? At his neck. Holding him. That's why here we don't pray against them. We only praise God and they are tormented. Everyone tormenting your life will receive a greater torment from now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We won't stop it. In those days. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They were just like that, and God just keep. As you keep what we are doing, the first vehicle come, the second one came, the landed property come, all of you are just coming. A man of another religion, they wanted to sell a property, they said, "No, now these people go buy it, and we don't get money." And the man sued until we bought it. Are you ready now? You see, sometimes I need to ask you a question.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.